Welcome to a bonus episode of the English Sessions, an episode on Jakarta, Indonesia. I am your host and English teacher, Mike Butler. These podcasts can help you improve your English. Together, we will talk about grammar, pronunciation, structure, and have some fun, too. Remember to visit my website, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com, to contact me for private lessons and for more content. You can also read the transcript of this audio on the website as you listen to this episode. For the full audio transcript, go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions. Are you ready to improve your English? Go to EnglishSessionsWithMike.com and click on Schedule a Lesson Today. The first lesson, 30 Minutes with Mike, is free. EnglishSessionsWithMike.com. Listen for these words today. Dense. Dense is another word for closely packed or crowded. Archipelago. An archipelago is a group of islands. Commander. A commander is the leader of an army, the boss or chief of an army. This is a special episode today. It is a bonus episode. No, we won't talk about grammar, pronunciation, structure today. No, we'll talk about a country, Indonesia, and a city, Jakarta. Why? Well, first, because it's fun to learn about other parts of the world. And second, because I want to show my support and give thanks to all of my students in Indonesia. You see, I have listeners from all over the world, from many different countries. But the largest percentage of my listeners are in Indonesia, and the largest percentage of my listeners in Indonesia are in Jakarta. Perhaps you are in Jakarta, Indonesia, right now. Please write into the podcast and tell me how I did with today's episode. Did I get anything wrong? I hope not. Let's start with the basics. Jakarta is the largest city in Indonesia. It is also the capital of Indonesia. In 2011, it had a population of 10,187,595. Wow, wow, wow. That is many, many, many times bigger than my little town of Bison, Kansas, United States of America. Jakarta is 490 years old, at least, and is the ninth most dense city in the world. In other words, it's the ninth most crowded city in the world. Jakarta wasn't always called Jakarta, and Indonesia wasn't always called Indonesia, of course. Indonesia is a word from the West. It has Latin and Greek roots. So, of course, it's not the original name of this land. Indo is a Latin prefix closely related to India or Indian. Amnesia comes from the Greek word for island. In fact, Indonesia has many islands. It is part of the Malay Archipelago. Jakarta is on the island of Java. So, what are the other names for Indonesia? Well, before 1949, Indonesia was under the rule of the Netherlands. Indonesia gained its independence in 1949, after struggling to gain it for 4 years. Starting in 1945. Before 1949, some people called this land the Dutch East Indies. But Mike, what about a name for this land actually given by the people of this land, not colonialist invaders? Well, that's a bit more complicated. The word Nusantara is an old Javanese word that means outer islands. In Indonesia, it is used as a name for the Indonesian archipelago, and sometimes the word Nusantara is used for the name of all of the Malay archipelago. It is hard to give a historical name to Indonesia with local words from the culture because, historically, what we call Indonesia today was not one big country. There are around 300 distinct ethnic groups in Indonesia, and 742 different languages known. Before Jakarta, many, many, many years ago, was the port of Sunda Kelapa. It was the main port of the Sunda Kingdom from the 13th to the 16th centuries. In 1527, Fatahila, the commander of the Sultanate of Demak, a Javanese Muslim state, led a conquest of Sunda Kelapa. In other words, Fatahila and his army took control of this port. His mission was to spread Islam to West Java. In that year, the area around Sunda Kelapa was renamed Jayakarta. But less than 100 years later, this area became controlled by the Dutch, people of the Netherlands. In 1619, the Dutch renamed the city Batavia. This area was called Batavia for hundreds of years, until the 1940s. Then, it slowly returned back to a name similar to the name it had before Dutch control. Now, on maps, it is called Jakarta. J-A-K-A-R-T-A. Jakarta now is a modern, vibrant city. Jakarta has many skyscrapers, or very, very tall buildings. Jakarta is one of the cities with the highest number of tall buildings in the world. Jakarta is a very metropolitan city. It has many malls and shopping centers that are very modern. There are also many museums in Jakarta. There are currently about 74 museums around Jakarta. I look forward to, someday, visiting Museum Makan, the Modern and Contemporary Art in Nusantara Museum. Jakarta has many important national and international events. These include the Jakarta International Film Festival, Jakarta Fair, Jakarta International Java Jazz Festival, and many more events attracting a large number of tourists from around the world. I love jazz. It sounds like I need to start planning a trip to Jakarta. Jakarta has a tropical monsoon climate. Monsoons are controlled by seasonal winds, winds that come in, or blow, from the southwest between May and September. They bring rain, sometimes a lot of rain. Jakarta has problems with flooding. Flooding, as you know, is when there is water over land that should not have water over it. Flooding, unfortunately, will continue to be a problem for Jakarta. Jakarta is sinking up to 17 centimeters per year. Jakarta is on the list of the world's fastest sinking cities. What does this mean? Jakarta is sinking. To sink is another way to say to go under water. More and more of Jakarta is flooding and going underwater. There are many plans to help Jakarta including giant walls in the sea around the city. Soon, Jakarta will not be the capital of Indonesia. In 2019, the president of Indonesia said that the capital is going to be moved. On January 18th of 2022, the Parliament of Indonesia approved a bill to change the country's capital to the planned city of Nusantara. Nusantara is on the east coast of Borneo, the world's third largest island. Are you in Jakarta? How will this affect you? I would love to learn more from my Indonesian listeners. Now is your opportunity to correct my pronunciation. Are you from Indonesia? How was my pronunciation of Jakarta or other words that I said today? Leave a message on the English Sessions website. Any questions? Write into the podcast, efteachermike@gmail.com. That's efteachermike@gmail.com. Find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, facebook.com/theEnglishSessions, twitter.com/theESessions, instagram.com/EnglishSessionsWithMike. Go to our website for much more content. EnglishSessionsWithMike.com. You can help support the English Sessions. Go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions to make a monthly contribution. For only $1 per month, you will have access to the full audio transcript of this episode and much more, including English sessions with students, test preparation, and ad-free versions of all of my podcast episodes and bonus episodes. Go to patreon.com/theEnglishSessions. That's patreon.com/theEnglishSessions. And sign up today. Please rate and review the English Sessions on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts. It really helps us. Go to the website, EnglishSessionsWithMike.com, for a free consultation with me, Mike. Do you want to talk to me about your English? I offer a free 30-minute consultation. That's right, 30 minutes free with me, Mike. After that, I will be available to you for private lessons at a price that is affordable for you. We can discuss what you can afford together. I am here to help. One more thing for all of the advanced learners out there, make sure to subscribe or follow Get the Word with Mike Butler. Yes, Get the Word is now its own podcast. You must search for Get the Word separately now. There are episodes of Get the Word on the new podcast that are not on the English Sessions. The anchor page is anchor.fm/get-the-word. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, this is Mike signing off. Hello everyone, Mike here. I want to pause for a moment to talk about how you can help the English sessions to continue. If you'd like to support the English sessions, then please go to anchor.fm/theEnglishSessions. There, you can click on the support button and make a monthly contribution to the English sessions to keep this podcast going. You can support the English sessions for less than $1. Every bit helps. Also, remember, go to www.englishsessionswithmike.com if you are interested in private lessons with me, Mike. Thank you all for supporting this podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
It's Mike, your host of Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. We'll talk about the history and origin of words in English. If you're coming over from the English sessions, well, then I'll give you an even bigger welcome, loyal listener. The English sessions is the podcast I've been doing for a while now for English learners, and is where Get the Word was first conceived. I decided to make Get the Word its own podcast since I started to realize I was making content more for native speakers with these etymology episodes, which seemed to warrant its own feed. Don't worry, though. For those of you who are English learners, there will still be transcripts of the episodes on the website. Look for details in the show notes. Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.